following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Oh, that ending of that for this. What a terrible... I didn't even think about how that intro ended. And after the week that I've had, that was the last thing I wanted to hear. Hey, it's Grapefruit Sports. I'm Mike. Scott's here. Hey, Scott. Welcome back.
Dude, if y'all were privy to the pre-show conversation, it was a nightmare. And yeah, that ending to the intro had never been more inappropriate. Like, I'm so sorry for you, dude. I'm doing fantastic. Life is great. I ain't complaining about shit after the week you had, my guy.
It's good to have you back, man. I missed you last week.
I missed you guys too. The boat was fun, but I like
land. Good vacation. Good time off.
Yeah. No, nobody drowned. And honestly, that it was the kids' first real time out on the lake, and they fight you on wanting to wear life vests and whatnot. And it's just like, hey, look, if everybody survives this with no scares, which we did, it was a good trip. So yeah, no complaints here.
Fantastic. Mookie's back as well. Mookie, how you doing, man? Did you just get surprised that I was cutting to you?
Well, no, it's just a little bit, because I was thinking we were going to get a little bit more from Captain of Team FTK on the life jackets there. I mean, I was almost thinking this was a cost-cutting measure he could have been doing, but hey, whatever, man. Nobody drowned.
I mean, it did. The thought did cross my mind. I was like, well, you know, nobody can say I murdered them if there's an accident with this.
Right?
Like, it is one of those ways where I'd be like, well, it was tragic and everything, but like, I didn't do it. Like, they wanted to go out there without the damn life vest. Like, you know, what do you want me to do?
I mean, think about it, Scott. Like, you went from having to potentially have multiple college education funds down by one. Like, that's basically winning the lottery. So, you know, hey.
And when you factor in the cost that I didn't pay for their births.
You're coming out really, ahead here, my
really
man.
Really far ahead. Not bad.
But hey, yeah, we all survived the fourth. That's an important thing. What's the fucking going on with this background tonight? Jesus. I do have a question for the crew at some point. Were the fireworks in your all's neighborhoods and wherever you were for the fourth?
Oh, I got a great fireworks.
Better, worse, or about the same?
I got a great fireworks story for you. Y'all go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, maybe we let Caesar say hi first, too, because if there's one place in the world they're not shooting off fireworks, it's probably in Laredo. How you doing, man? You said it was 110 down there?
Hell of an intro.
Yeah, it's 110 degrees. It's either gunshots or fireworks. You just never know.
Well, only one can lead to forest fires, so bring on the 45s.
Well, I don't know, bro.
You rookies just never knew. Back in Toledo, we knew. You could tell the difference. We knew.
No, it's not that the rookies, just that's usually gunshots.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was like, 90% chance it was gunshots in where I lived. It's like, yeah.
Depending on where you live.
They're putting this on. They're trying to cloud everybody's judgment doing it on the fourth, but that was a gunshot.
Depending on where you live, on the other side of the river, it's literally fucking cartels just like, oh, fuck the fourth. We're just killing each other.
Right. Best day for it, right? American independence and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Also, shout out McLaren. Shout out Lando Norris. He's my age and he drives Formula One cars and makes millions of dollars and. I work at Target.
I was going to say, so what the fuck are you doing with your life, man?
Wait a minute. You work at Target? This whole time, I thought you worked at a grocery store.
I did. Fuck HEB. I love HEB, but fuck HEB.
When did you move to Target?
October?
Yeah, okay. See, I thought as recently as like back in like April or something, you were telling the story about like having to like check people or like when the fucking playoffs happened or whatever, and you said like you got the text and you were like, hell, I thought you said you were helping somebody check out and you like fell out and people were worried about you. And it was just, oh, Boston's getting their ass beat.
Scott,
that was at Target.
Scott, cut that to the point. Okay. Scott wants to know why he's been sitting over here paying full fucking retail at the red
dot. For real, man. Can I get that Target discount? Well, right?
If you need school uniforms, they're 30% off this week.
You think Scott sends his kids somewhere he's got to get uniforms for him? He just said earlier he didn't pay for their.
Y'all don't have school uniforms?
Fuck no, bro. Mm-hmm.
They go in school in whatever clothes you want.
Public school, baby. There ain't no.
That's why I go to public school too. Well, I went to public school.
We had uniforms. Yeah, no, the Ohio does not have that like uniformity. Unless you go to a Catholic school. Catholic schools all have them, but public schools here, nah. It depends on your district, but I'd say 90% don't.
What a fucking scam! It's like religion. I'm agnostic. I believe in something, but that shit, they don't pay taxes.
I know, isn't it great?
They're a nonprofit? That's crazy.
Caesar, we could open our own church, dude.
I wanted to be a deacon for the longest time.
Deacon? Why would you stop?
You could still smash.
No. If it's our own church, we can make the rules, dude.
Because priest, you can't.
The only thing that
I'm being serious.
I understand.
We're well aware that you're being serious.
That's why you were stopping at deacon. Like, of all the reasons, like, otherwise, there'd be no worldly way you could possibly go on with life because, you know, you couldn't doink. Like, you do realize that these priests and these high ranking officials, they fake the funk. Like, they're out here fucking. They, you know.
That's crazy, like, though.
There's no way that I'm believing that anybody's fully celibate. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, I'm a hypocrite. Like,
Or they're cranking one out all the time. Like, like when they're sitting there giving speeches, they're just jerking off. Because there's no way. There's no way. I'm not buying
it. Hey, we can't see what's going on behind the other side of that confessional door, right? I mean, you know, they can see you, but you can't see them. That's fucking scary. Shady. I also love.
We got an awesome show for you guys tonight. We're gonna.
Hey, Grant,
nothing wrong with
shit.
Religions. I fuck with all the religions, bro.
50 minutes. I fuck with all of them. 50 minutes on the drip. And Scott, shout out for saying both doink and fake the funk in the same rant.
You are welcome.
Tell me,
baby.
You're a baseball fan.
I came to bring the heat, baby.
We got to talk about Pat Fitzgerald today and him getting fired from Northwestern, that entire debacle. Also, I think I can make the home run derby better. I got some changes that I propose for the derby. Also, Nick Castellanos has a hot take that we got to talk about, a hot take about Scooby-Doo that we got to get to. And then I want to talk, Mookie, I see you repping the Team USA jersey. I do want to talk that USA-Canada game because that was fantastic.
Also, our women are on their way to win a third consecutive
hell
World Cup
fucking
MVP,
yeah, dude.
Though.
I am so jacked to watch
Rodman
this World
is
Cup,
going
dude.
To
I am
fuck
so
people
ready for
up.
The games are going to be on when you wake up, Scott. Up.
I know, it's perfect. I love it.
No, their first couple games, the three first games are like 9 p.m., 10 p.m., and like 10 p.m. It's late night for us. It's not until the championship game that we'd have to get up early for like a 6 a.m. kick.
I'm all here for it, dude.
Well, whatever happens, I'll be making sacrifices to watch them. Like, I mean, I don't give a shit. Like, it only happens once every 4 years. If it means I got to go team no sleep, I'll do it. I've done it before.
I was going to say, you've done it for this show, so of course you would do it for Women's World Cup. Yeah. Tons to get to, though, so we'll get to all of that, plus whatever random topics Mookie brings up. Well, I want to talk this fireworks thing with you, Mookie, because I feel like that's a leading question. You've got a story behind that. Feels like.
No, sadly, I don't, though.
Oh, well, that's a disappointment. Let's talk about these beers that we were drinking, whether or not we would bang them. Scott, what's in your mug tonight? Would you bang it?
Well, we've come full circle. This is the end of the Baja Blast mixed pack, and we ended on the Holy Grail for us Baja fans, the biggest of the big, me and Mike right here. We already know we banged it when we did the Mountain Dew pack and had that in there. So there's no reason not to bang it now, especially if you're Baja fans like us. Like, the bigger the Baja fan, the bigger the bang.
We're like Baja men at this point.
Yeah, there's... But I also rap air horn. Like, what else?
I'm sorry, man, but come on.
That's why I started laughing so hard, because I was like, I can't decide if that needed to boo this man or a rap air horn. And when you hit it, I'm like, it deserves both. It was both horrendous and fucking funny at the same time.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Mookie, what do you
There it is.
Thank you. Mookie, what do you drink or would you bang it?
Oh, my God. Gabe said who let the dog out.
Yeah, I see. Gabe knows. Yeah. Gabe knows.
No, it's an easy one for me. I'm assuming y'all have had Elvis juice once before in your life. It's fucking phenomenal.
Elvis juice?
I don't like the name of that.
Elvis juice? Well, I've never had Elvis's juice.
Didn't he smash minors overseas?
I can't comment specifically, but I also got to be honest. I think he smashed minors here too.
Basically, I was just going to say, that's one of his things.
I'm pretty sure he's like an 18, 19 year old riding around with high schoolers. Like, but anyways, yeah, it's delicious. It's a grapefruit IPA. Hits heavy, but man, they're so drinkable. I absolutely love it. So definitely, it's a perfect summertime smash is what it is.
Guzzle
Caesar, this one is definitely
Matt, by the way, Matt Stanton. He's got a beer rating for us. How active is your confessional? Scott, how active is your side of confessional on the Baja Blast?
I guess it depends on if I'm pretending to be one of them priests that doesn't just rack himself in the confessional booth. Like, that's what they're doing on the other side, right? They're like, yeah, okay, a couple of Hail Marys.
No, man, you got see. That's why you don't want to squeeze it too hard. You just want to be a nice, slow, gradual. Bro,
I'm good.
Caesar, what are you drinking?
So I don't have any.
This is where Caesar gets off the ride.
Yeah, I don't have any beer here, and I haven't gone to Austin or anywhere north to get like the weird hipster shit. So I'm drinking a staple. Oh, shout out my mom for getting me this Yeti when I was 18. It has my middle name on it and the Liverpool sign fucking lasered in there. It's kind of hard. But I'm drinking a ranch water from La Gritona Tequileria in Jalisco.
So, I thought you poured that thing out of like a glass bottle. I thought you made that.
Okay, shit. Well, yeah. So this tequileria in Jalisco, it's all women owned because I love women. My mom's a woman.
Oh, and neat.
Yeah, it's women owned. It's the only one in Jalisco that's women-owned, and they use bottles recycled out of Mexican Coke cans, so that's why it's green. It's
badass.
So, yeah. Shout out them.
That's
it's great. I'd smash it. Not because they're women, because it's a great product. It's a great product. I'd recommend. La Gritona Reposado.
Not because they're women.
That was the most sloppy endorsement ever. Oh my God. Mom's a woman. Mookie with the underrated comment, though, they're poking in. You're too? That's neat.
I mean, Scott, you're faking the funk and doinking got me a little inspired. What can I say?
Oh my God.
Jared is watching his Diamondbacks in the All-Star game, but he said he had to check in drinking a 9.6% IPA called Good Vibes and High Five.
Married
a smash, I would marry and buy a house.
That's not the move.
Divorce.
Don't do that.
Caesar said so divorce.
Trust me, brother, I've been there. It's tough. As a product of divorce, not like the people that did it. It's tough. It's tough.
Not because they're women. Good.
Gabe is drinking Unclaimed Fortune Double IPA from Lenny Boy Brewing Company, 8.7% ABV. He said it's a one-night stand. And Biscuit is drinking a mix of sugar-free cherry Kool-Aid and Coke Zero while nothing on homemade crab rinds.
Oh, yes.
Having a threesome right now.
I need to know, Biscuit, when he says homemade, do you think he actually like does the dough and fries it up and all that shit too?
I absolutely do think that's what he means.
Damn. That's gotta be hard.
That's my guess.
No, I don't think it's actually that hard.
Really?
I mean, probably time. Like the hardest part would be folding and rolling the dough, but then I mean, you can drop them in the fryer for a few minutes. But the actual process of folding that shit up, yeah, no, I wouldn't have the patience for that. I'm calling my guys.
My guys. You've got a Seth Rogen guy, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Or a the people know me over the Chinese restaurant. Like they know, I always tip them really well, and they're always like, oh, you know, here, have a pop, have this, like, just on the house, like. Like they look it up. Like I know what crab. That's where I get my crab rangoon. This is my crab rangoon guy.
Well, you said that you meant. Did you mean soda or like
rolled you shit? And you were gonna have those.
In Ohio, man.
Hold on. Yeah, this is Midwest, man. It's pop. It's not soda. It's pop.
No, right? No. I'm just saying because, like, I mean, for like the formative years of my life, I just called everything a Coke.
Yeah. What's with the people in the South?
I thought that was just a like. South thing, but not like Texas. Like,
no, yeah, that's why we're just like a fucking mosh podge of random shit. Because the longest time, hey, man, can you bring me a coca?
I never heard anybody say anything other than pop my entire life.
Yeah, sounds crazy.
Until I got to college, and then people kind of said, I'm like, soda, what the fuck?
I say soda now.
It's not soda. You can't call it soda. I mean, oh, by the way, I'm drinking blueberry wheat. It's a wheat ale with blueberries. Surprise, surprise. This is from.
Why are you saying that like that?
It's 4.8% ABV.
What's that? Why do you keep saying it like that?
Like what?
Stop saying it like that.
What am I saying? It's blueberry wheat. It's really good. I've had this sitting in the basement for a long time because I didn't want to drink it. It came in like a beer drop box. Like how long ago? I'm like, I'll get to that eventually. So I finally pulled the trigger on it. Not bad. It's surprisingly good. Let us know in the comments. What's that?
What's the ABV on that one?
It's light. It's only 4.8.
That's what I figured. I was like, I bet it's good, but I bet it's real light. That's unfortunate.
My ABV's up there.
After the week I've had and the amount I've consumed, it's probably good that I slow down a little bit. It's been a week. Your boy's had one. He's gone through it. Let's start off tonight.
Some shit.
Literally. Let's talk some baseball.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
The home run derby was super fun last night. I know Mookie wasn't really watching because I texted the group about Julio's performance, and Mookie had no idea what I was talking about. Like, how did you not know the home run derby was
not Mookie?
I don't know, man. And like, I have to just eat shit on this one again, pun not intended, but well deserved. In that, like, I knew the All-Star break was coming up. I had seen all the stuff about people getting elected, vote for the Reds, etc. Saw the whole thing about the Texas Rangers having the whole fucking team be the starters or whatever. And when you sent that, I couldn't help but think that, oh, snap, they dropped a 30 for 30 on Julio Jones. Like, why? Because first of all, he's not Kelvin Ridley, because that's who I thought I was thinking of. But no, it's Julio Jones.
Dude,
he's still in the league.
I love waking up to a text thread like that where I can just look at it and laugh my ass off at 1 o'clock in the morning at just the absurdity. I was like, how in the world did his motherfucking mind, even if it didn't go to baseball, of all the things in the universe that it could have gone to, a Julio Jones 30 for 30. Like, what in the most random fucking shit is that? Like, why would that be a thing that Mike would alert the thread about and be talking about?
Like, guys, Bob, what you're doing. This Julio Jones 30 for 30. Amazing. You gotta tune in right now.
And you
right
also now. Have to follow that up by saying, you know, the one that none of us thought they would ever made. Yeah, it's here. Like, they actually made a 30 for 30 on a mediocre wide receiver.
Whoa!
It's true. In the NFL, man, he's been mediocre. I mean, he's put up great numbers.
He had a really hard, fast start, but my man never caught a whole lot of touchdowns, and then he fell off a cliff. Like, yep. I mean, he was fun to watch, and he was a freak, but, I mean, the numbers just ain't there. Like, you look at it at the end, and you're just like, I mean, he was good, but
At least Kelvin Ridley's Caesar, like, hey, I was
look at how hurt he is by these.
No, I'm flabbergasted.
He went to Alabama anyway. Like, who gives a shit? Fuck
yeah, him. He wasn't good enough to make it to Texas, I hear.
Oh, he'd have been a beast at fucking Texas, but I mean,
Look at the face. Look at the.
I don't even know what to say.
Caesar is stunned by this.
Dude, I mean, I did you? You didn't watch the formative years of fucking Randy Moss and the end of Jerry, you know, or like most of Jerry Rice's career. Like, dude, Julio Jones, he's just.
I saw Calvin Johnson.
Okay, yes, and Calvin Johnson is a freak. Like, Megatron. Julio Jones was not that same guy. Like, he was just really fucking big. Like, that's really big and really fast.
And like, yet they still didn't go to him in the red zone either, which is kind of like, was he really that good? Like,
he didn't put up like huge touchdown. He was fine. I'll end it by saying this. There will never be a 30 for 30 about the man. There's no reason to make one.
I agree with that, but I don't know. He always put up fantasy numbers like crazy.
There it is. There it is. There it is. Fucking fantasy numbers. Yeah, nobody watched Julio Jones play. Like, oh, man, he's a stalwart of a fantasy team. Ah, fuck out of here.
So speaking of,
might make a 30 for 30 about that home run derby from last night, because goddamn was that entertaining, guys. I don't know, Scott, I don't remember if you're into the home run derby or not, but like the format that they have, I think, is solid with like the head to head rounds. And Julio put on a show,
fucking dumbass,
fucking idiot. It's true, though. It's true. I mean,
he was facing the guy that got mad about fucking memes, bro. And there were funny memes, too. They photoshopped a fucking picture of him holding his bat attached with the ISIS flag. That's hilarious. Then on 9/11, they had him hitting, like, swinging, but, like, hitting the Twin Towers when they were blowing up.
Oh, shit.
We know how Caesar feels about memes. 9/11.
It's a crazy day.
Crazy day. Absolutely crazy.
I think there's been worse, but it's still a crazy day.
Speaking 41 home runs that Julio hit in that.
He used all of his balls in the first round.
Yeah. Okay, so that gets me to what I wanted to talk about, because I feel like
idiot. I had a whole dollar on him.
I got to apologize to Matt Barr, because he had texted me his TikTok video of the kid in the outfield getting absolutely smoked by a Vladdy line drive. I don't know if you guys saw that, but this is probably the last time we see kids in the outfield. Vlad hit a line drive that came off the bat at 110 miles an hour and smoked some kid in the head. I slowed down the video to watch it. You see the kid put his glove up. You see the ball coming, and then boom, the ball flies off to the side. He's down. And the best part about the video is there's a kid standing behind him that just steps back and puts his hand over saw somebody die. There will not be kids in the outfield ever again. Are you just watching the video, dude, Mookie?
And here's what it is. Honestly, this is just a life lesson.
Being a baseball player, right? I actually have. Hold on a second, because I haven't seen it either, and I woke up to the text thread in the fantasy baseball group, and I knew it was wild just following baseball? It on there.
Here, Scott, I'll put the link in the private chat. I'm watching it on TMZ of all places.
Put the link in, because maybe I can pull it up here on the screen.
My thing is,
the only thing I want to know is who wore it better, that kid in the outfield or that cameraman at the Yankees game?
The kid, because he looked like he got a concussion.
He got more than a concussion. The kid might be dead. Like,
his life is over. He cannot go to school tomorrow, even if he's medically cleared.
Do you think
cleared.
The parents sign waivers for that shit?
Oh, hell fucking yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, so yeah, there you go. It's on the parents. It's because my Mexican ass would have been like, hey, Mico, hey, chingao, like, if you see a ball coming at you fast as shit, put the glove in your face. And if you don't, pull. Por culero, por pendejo, like that's on you.
Yes, it's like, you know, hey, what? I'm with Caesar on this one. I tell the kids all the time, you don't want to get hit with the ball in the face, but the glove is your protection, dude. That's what we got told as kids. Put the glove up. Eh, bitch, you missed.
You're playing soccer and the ball's coming at your face. Fuck the handball. You just put your hands up, like fucking, like.
Okay.
That's on the parenting. That's terrible parenting.
We're going to watch this together.
Was the kid white? It's
probably.
Of course he was white.
Probably.
You think
a
they're
problem.
Getting people of color, kids quick. Of color on this field?
It's in
this
Seattle.
It's a fucking saltine. He's so white,
let's
Caesar.
See. Watch the kid. It's right after that home run. Here he comes. Right
here.
There. Boom, done.
I love that Vlad just kept hitting them bitches too. He didn't give a fuck.
No, what is he's not gonna stop. He's got a job to do.
He just kept going, and the announcers said nothing. There was no mention of it on the broadcast. Nothing said a word. It was literally just social media was just like, why did he just kill somebody on TV? That kid just folded like a fucking tent down. The ball, again, if you slow it down, that's the best, because I went frame by frame. It's very hard to see at first, but the ball is coming in, glove goes up, ball hits, boom, flies off like it's like we're watching the JFK shooting. It's amazing. Ow.
Mike's been sitting on that one for a minute.
He sat on it rightfully so because he got off of it at the perfect time. Not JFK.
There's no way there's only one shooter, right? We all agree on that. I'm being serious. I'm not joking. Like there was like the CIA and like the mafia on this, right?
Yeah. It was all Oswald.
There's something fishy going on there.
Like that magic bullet and all that shit. Nah, like I'm convinced my government.
Ricochet. I don't know. They ricochet like
yeah,
that.
Bro. But they don't ricochet through my fucking mouth and come out of my ass.
I would like to see us prove that though.
The only way that's coming out of my ass if I eat it.
Biscuit said team.
Absolutely. Well, there's a video too, Mike. If you go back to that same thing, there's a video later where someone's shooting from the outfield and they see the kid being walked away with trainers. He's not that young. I think that he's got to be like 14, 15 because he's taller than the female
tiny
trainer.
Ass 14-year-old.
Who cares? Oh, who cares how old he is? He's a kid and he got what was coming.
Well, yeah, exactly. If it was like an 8-year-old, I might feel a little bad.
No,
but
it's just like inefficient parenting.
It was inefficient parenting, and it was baseball natural selection. Sometimes the ball just finds your doofy ass.
All right, I think I got the video
coming in with the
harshness. I have the video that you're talking about here, Mookie. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, this one right here. Watch, look how big he is.
Yeah, that's like a grown ass man. That's not a kid.
The kid in pink.
That's a full on adult.
Oh, that's yeah, bro.
You know what? He probably plays for the Puerto Rican Little League team. Like, what's his name?
Hell no, bro. Hell no. We don't claim him. Hell no. Wait. I don't claim him as a Latin
Why
American
do you get to
citizen?
Speak for the Puerto Ricans?
Because I'm Latin American.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I don't know. I don't claim him. He got hit in the face with the baseball. Any other minority would have put their glove in their face. Our parents told us better.
In fairness, he didn't put his glove in his face. He just got smoked.
Hell no.
Put up Whitey's comment. Please put up Whitey's comment.
Whitey said, holy shit, that kid got
Well done, sir. Wow.
I'm not going to lie. We could just sit here. This could turn into a Mookie looks like episode because I just need everybody to hit the best birds in the chat about this dude. This dude, whoever it was, getting knocked the fuck out by that ball.
Oh, it's amazing.
It was the highlight of the night for me besides Julio's 41 home runs in the first round. Absolutely.
Oh, wait a minute.
Julio Jones.
We need someone to get us like the launch angle, escape velocity, all that bullshit of that hit, because then we could calculate how hard the motherfucker got hit.
They did. One of the broadcasts was a StatCast broadcast. So like
you can see it.
Yeah, they had like the launch angle and everything, so we probably could go back and find it and figure out. Just...
Sounds like my job. Let me do it.
It was like the stories that had come out. It was 110 miles an hour off the bat that he hit that line drive. So the kid stood no chance. Biscuit said, "If that kid is Cuban, his family he left behind." Was just...
Oh yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Have told us if we were that kid, my mom and dad are calling. Well, when they're together, right? They're calling me a dumbass. My grandpa's like, well, chingao mijo, like, you had the glove, fucking use it.
Yeah.
My parents are feeling bad for me. They're like, hey, dumbass, you want to play baseball? Well, there's your lesson. I'm not going to make it unless you practice catching the damn ball.
I mean, if nothing else, at least have the ball reflect in front of you, right? Like, isn't that what you're taught as a defender? Keep the ball in front of you. Like, this idiot, as Mike said, had it careening way off to the side. I mean, that's at least a triple.
No, that was an inside the park home run if that happens in the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There is no way that anybody's recovering to get up and get that one.
So the exit velocity was 115.8 miles per hour.
It was 115, so it wasn't 110.
Dude. So that shit was okay, probably going like 100 miles an hour and hit him in the head.
I was gonna say, but what I really need is the exit velocity off that motherfucker's dome.
where's sports science when you need it? When, yes! Like, the dude just pops up. Okay, here's the ball coming in at an angle of negative 42. It impacts here in the cranium. Now the cranium absorbs some of the shock, but still,
oh, that's a good point.
The ball to the left.
This is like, why I wish Mythbusters was still around.
Maybe it came off if it was what launch angle doesn't.
Should I give you the angle?
That doesn't, you know. You said launch angle, right? Or was that the
exit velocity?
Miles? That was the exit velocity. Okay, so maybe the exit velocity was the 110 that you thought before. Maybe it came off 115 and exited his fucking head at 110.
There's your magic bullet.
Oh, you know what? We could do the average angle of like a home run.
What?
Well, it wasn't a home run. It was a line drive shot.
Oh, so I don't know, Mike. I think it was a home run. Just it didn't count. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a home run.
Oh, God.
It was, do you think this kid's smart enough to use this to an advantage, though? Like,
so a line drive, it's 10 to 25 degrees.
What is that? But that, cool. What is it? We don't need to know.
Wait,
that.
Hold on. I got like, it. I got so it.
Mookie wanted
20.
Thanks, Caesar.
It's 25 degrees and 115.8 miles per hour. There's your stats that
there's
I got
your
asked
stats
for.
That you asked for, Mookie, even though the only thing we needed was the 115 miles an hour. That was all that
I just did my job.
No, you did the right thing, Caesar. You
went above you and beyond. Went, and then Mookie shit on
you. Asked for. It was just Mookie asking for superfluous stuff that it was
that's a great word.
Unnecessary just to be like, well, we could calculate if we knew these.
I mean, yeah, goals. Let's calculate some shit. Hold on. Let's go to, let's see what Google's
Wait,
AI
I could get you the average weight of a white 14-year-old.
No, that's good, too. Yeah, because like.
No, you could slow it like his
the
weight, and then like
that's we care about
of Caucasian.
Well, you're doing that, okay? So I read an article that was talking about the Derby, and they said that the one thing that the Derby needs to introduce is pitching machines. They said that somebody's pitcher last night was just awful. I can't think of who it was. I can't remember who it was, but they're saying the pitching is terrible.
Here's my counter to that. These motherfuckers get to hand pick who pitches. Like, I like the whole, like, it's their dad or, you know, somebody, a coach or somebody that likes pitching. Like, if the guy that you hand selected sucks, that's a conversation you got to have with your mans. Like, that's not MLB's fault. Like, they're not forcing these guys on you. So if you pick your dad and your dad goes out there and stinks up the joint, you better rip into his ass after the Derby.
Well, I think the point isn't so much of like, these guys are you know, they're painting the corners when they shouldn't be, because that's exactly what was happening. Like, Pete Alonso's guy was just peppering the outside corner. It's like, bro, bring it in a little bit. But their point was, if you have a pitching machine and it's set up perfectly for every single guy, we're going to get way more dingers. So that's what everybody wants anyways, is just more home runs. So let's not limit the number of home runs we're getting because – Pete Alonso picks some bum to fucking throw to him this year. Like, that's essentially the argument.
Well, I think we find out the judgment and character of one Pete Alonso in this situation, and we find out that he does in fact find poor judgment. Like, if I was Cohen, I'd be using that in negotiations on this deal. I'd be like, well, we saw who you picked in the fucking home run derby, so I don't know. We're gonna knock a few million off of this shit.
And again, this is they announced this like a week or so in advance too of when they do this. So like, to Scott's point, it's not like they're not just forcing people on these guys. This isn't Northwestern football. Like,
they've got time
to prep and get their shit right.
Who do you pick as his partner or whatever the fuck?
I don't know.
Man, that's it. I was real excited about that one.
we could tell the glee.
Yeah,
on
that's
your
the problem, right?
Based on the delivery, you were like, I got a deadline.
That's why I was just like, pick their dad.
Nah,
or their brother, or a family member.
That's what most people do.
Yeah, they should do that.
Like, they'll pick like the coach that throws batting practice.
Exactly,
because they're used to throwing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Two of those guys. I could live with.
I don't want them to take away that. I think that's a really cool thing for. Like,
I don't care either way. You
and Pete Alonso lost. So we all won. Fuck that.
Like,
guy.
if I was a major leaguer, right? And they're like, hey, like, pick whoever the fuck you want. I'm picking my brother. Not because I love him. I do. He's my best friend, right? But if the fucker sucks, I'm gonna be like, yo, like, what the fuck? You made me lose the home run derby.
Well, that's what you should be saying, like, the week before, or three days before when you're
It's a great story on Thanksgiving. Like, hey, like, remember when you fucked me over at the home run derby? Like, it's a great story, regardless that you have so many jokes. You take the time out and I'm like, and you talk, you go to the mound and you're like, hey, like, fix your shit. And you make sure the fucking like the camera hears it.
I would love to see a guy call timeout and just look up at the pitcher and be like, dude, fucking what throw fuck? Better ball. This is terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I feel like I would do that. I mean, your best friend from high school
that you still talk to.
Yeah, like you just be like, timeout, bro. Like the fuck? Like, come on. And then step back in the box. Like,
how many
like just to pep him up, like, come on, man. We've worked on this for fucking weeks. It wasn't this bullshit. Like, this is the fucking show. Let's go.
How many pitches would it take before you'd step out that box? Like, how many pitches would he need?
How many bad
three strikes and you're out?
It would depend on how off I thought they were. Like, if at first it was like, okay, I'm looking at him and it's like, it's far. But then if I go to swing and it's like, dude. You're talking like probably 3 to 4 pitches.
So you're in whatever time. What do they get, like a minute or 2 minutes in the first round or something like that? So in 3 pitches, you're using your timeout and being like, bro, you were fucking terrible. Fix your okay, run it back. Let's go. Here we go. Start it back up again.
Okay, maybe. All right, like. Maybe give them 3 more. Maybe so just like, all right, 6 pitches to see, like, maybe if they're the nerves, maybe they shake it off. 3 pitches might be a little hazy. Like, let's jump just. But if by 6 pitches, like, you've seen all 6 of them and they're trash, like, I gotta pause and say, yo, my guy, what the fuck's going on?
No, I'd be great at it too, Tyson. Mookie, I'd be grooving the motherfuckers over straight down Broad Street all day.
I have a question.
Yes, go for it.
Why was the Josh Hamilton home run derby such a big deal? Was it because he came back from rehab?
Probably.
Okay, yeah. So that goes into my point. No one gives a fuck about the home run derby winner unless it's post a terroristic event or the guy went to rehab.
What?
Like, no one gives – like, I'm saying in terms of, like, picking my person. Like, again, I'd pick my brother or one of my best friends. Because my best friend or brother's never stepping on a major league field other than the home run derby.
That is not the person I want pitching to me, though, man. I want.
But the thing is, no one gives a shit
moment.
If you win it.
The guy who I do. There's fucking a shit in that $1 million that he brings.
I was like, some of these guys, that's actually quite a bit of money just for sitting there hitting fucking dongers.
Oh, fuck! I didn't know that.
Batting practice.
Yeah,
like,
Pete Alonso, in his titles that he won, he made more than his yearly salary.
I take that back.
That's a no
for me. This isn't
the Pro Bowl with like 40-year-old dudes talking about I'm not going because the payday ain't worth it. Like these, like a lot of these dudes are on their first contracts. They're like, fuck, $1 million. Like that's some real shit.
It's because I'm thinking of again, like getting my best friend from high school, like my lifelong best friend on like an MLB field. Like that's quite an experience. And then say they suck so much dick. I tell him like, yo, like go to the batter's box and let me throw you how you're fucking throwing to me. And just be throwing shit on the floor.
He's going Dave Martinez with it right there at the home run derby, just laying down at home plate. This is fucking you. It's right fucking here. Like, get your shit together.
All right, so listen, I could do with or without the pitching machines. I don't really care. But one change that needs to happen in the home run derby, metal bats. Just for the home run derby. Let's let D
hole. That kid would actually be dead, though.
I was just going to say, after this dude got nailed, they ain't doing that shit. They don't need a murder.
Can you imagine with it like exit velocity 265 miles an hour?
Yeah, there'd be some dead children on the field if that hits.
There would be dead people in the stands.
Like, that's what I was going to say. I got to hand out helmets as people walk into the game that day. Kind of. Oh, fuck. Can you imagine if they shank one a foul ball like a screamer down the right field line? God. It would shred the netting and still murder somebody.
It would be great TV.
It'd be so good.
Metal bats in the field of dreams. Let's do it.
Ding.
Could you imagine if they had let fucking Maguire and Sosa go with metal bats on the home run derby, dude? Holy fuck. That would have been bananas.
Okay, that leads me to my next suggestion for the derby. Those participating in the derby are allowed to take steroids for 2 months leading up to the home run derby. They have to cycle off afterwards, but they're allowed to roid up for the derby, grab them a metal bat, get out there. Let's see you freaks fucking rip the ball.
Did you just live golf baseball?
No, I live golf the home run derby. Totally different.
I don't know, man, because you the minute the Saudis hear about this from the Iranians or the Indians or to Pakistan, wherever we're big over there. We're big in India? Okay. Whenever the Indians tell...
That's crazy, you know bro. What?
Hang on, Mookie. You sit and you live with this one.
Race card.
That was pretty goddamn sloppy. You just started.
That's like the Mexicans or the Puerto Ricans, whatever.
You just started rattling off countries with reckless abandon, hoping
because
you
I forgot which
hoping
one.
You hit on one.
They are the same. Anyways, is spiking.
That's just crazy.
Because apparently we're big over in the Middle East now. But whatever, that's fine.
You know, one of the fucking African nations. It's whatever.
It's not even African.
Mookie, India isn't the Middle East. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's India. Dude.
Sub-Asian or the Asian subcontinent of
Wow, look at you trying to
race card.
Oh my god,
geography, we're getting better.
Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to apply it to a whole baseball league where they just let dudes right up and hit with metal bats.
Just barreling through.
You just got to fight through it sometimes.
I am getting this point across. I don't give a shit.
There's no saving it. You can't go back. Like, the bridge has been burned and there's nothing back there but a desolate wasteland. You got to power through.
Where did that phrase originate from? Like, has there ever been a bridge that actually burns?
Yeah, like back in the medieval times and shit, when they would invade countries, they would burn the bridges.
Oh. Hey, play it.
Right.
Perfect. I don't know that shit.
HR, this man here.
That's why you want to be friends with HR people. If you're friends with them before you fuck up, you get grace.
This is the crazy thing with HR has been wild, dude.
It really has. We're 42 minutes in.
I fucking told you. I told you we'd talk about some random shit for 50 minutes and then plow through the rest of your set list. And we did hit how Mike makes the home run derby better. So I guess you get credit for two.
If I tell like one of my prettier coworkers, I throw some game at her, it's gonna go through well. Ah, you're so funny, you're so dumb. Ah. One of my coworkers that isn't as blessed. Tells her he's getting fucking reported for harassment. Like, that's not fair to him.
Are you saying you're in a good spot because you're good
looking? Oh, yeah, bro. I'm in a great spot.
Do you think that you would be as good looking if you didn't have the Caldera Labs regimen that you're on right now?
I wouldn't be as good looking. My skin's
definitely
phenomenal.
Not. I mean, the amount of product.
I didn't like the way that I didn't like that pose. All you were missing was the fucking toes going like this.
You two right now are just fucking in your element, just on one. Like, the things that are coming out of your mouth are so peak you two. I can't
you two. I saw the Simpsons episode with you two in it. It was a pretty funny one.
Caesar, I missed you, man.
My last recommendation for the derby. Here you go. Right now, it's just like rounds, and if you win, you move on. It needs to be. It's still rounds, and you move on, but it's cumulative. So all like of your home runs from the previous rounds count because Julio puts on that show last night and hits 41, and then gets bounced the next round after only hitting 21. Those 41 mean nothing. Like you, it should be a cumulative thing. And if that were the case, then a Rosarina won because I did the math on it.
Randy.
Like you get penalized for a round where either somebody just gets hot or you had your bet around the round before. Well, let's make it cumulative. That's the only real suggestion I have. In this
that I love that idea. And not only that, he went first. Like when you're at a disadvantage already, because you're like, you can't stop hitting home runs. Like, I mean, you can kind of pace yourself. But if you pace yourself and it's clear that you like held up after you were like going balls to the walls for a little bit, then the guy beat you, people are going to be like, well, motherfucker, you like pulled up. Like, why'd you do that? Like, you're at a disadvantage. So yeah, I mean, he got totally fucked for putting on one of the best displays we've ever seen in the Home Run Derby. And it's like, I don't know, it seems kind of shitty.
So yeah. I want to ask you about this because I heard something earlier today and I was going to say, Scott, like at some point, do you pull up? Is that the smarter move as a competitor?
In this format, yeah, because you got to preserve your energy. That's what happens. These guys get exhausted. Like you hit 41. Some guys have won with 41. Like, well, and this is fucking A.
This is the other joke. Like, I don't understand why everyone's making such a big deal out of 61, 62, 70, whatever. It's clearly not that hard to hit home run. Like,
oh, DFD. Here we go. There it is, fellas. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna
I'm just saying, man. Like, if you can hit 41 that easily,
hit a home run in like a little league field first.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We'll take him to the fields that my kids play on, and we'll see if he can do that.
The joke's going to be on you when I lay down a sick bunt down the third baseline. No, Mike, I don't want to move on yet. I want to ask you about this because I heard that Ellie De La Cruz opted to not compete in the Home Run Derby after talking to Todd Frazier, who said, don't do it. It fucks up your swing. You don't want to risk the rest of the season that you're having right now. How do you feel about that advice?
How would it fuck up your season?
That's fine. It is a common thing that players say is that when they participate in the Home Run Derby, the second half is not as good as their first half. There's a lot of guys that have said that that's the case. I don't care. Like, would it have been cool to see Ellie in it? But if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't want to do it. I don't give a shit. I don't get mad when guys don't go into the dunk contest either. Like,
I don't like when the Reds are good and you're all rational and level-headed and, like, still, like, thinking competitively instead of just being out for spite and blood.
I will say,
I am not level-headed. The Reds are in first place in the NL Central at the All-Star break. I am off a tab of acid right now. Fuck out. I am on cloud nine.
But you stayed on message there. You took the talking points and you stuck right to them there. You did a great job in that interview. And like, I don't like it.
Go ahead, Caesar.
What if it's a cumulative for the first like 2-3 rounds and then the final like resets?
Nope. I'd keep it cumulative the whole way.
I'd be kind of okay with that. Like if they wanted to kind of like hybrid it.
Because
like,
you're saying Randy hit the most.
That's a better alternative than not having cumulative at all count for anything. Like, I would be okay with it doing it up to the final. And then,
no, I want to see it including the final because think of the drama in the final. Like, you come in and you're already down 10 home runs. You've got to, like, go balls to the wall to try to make up that ground and then surpass what you think that guy's going to get. It would make for great TV. Also, speaking of that, Caesar, Tyson wants you to Google the origin of the phrase balls to the wall.
I'm scared it's going to come up.
That's what she said.
Let's shift gears real quick because we got one more baseball story and then
we actually never finished the first one because the first topic in your list was, and I quote, Vladdy's home run derby win. Which we have barely mentioned.
Talk about it. He won, and it sucked.
Let's change the derby.
He won with that 115 mile hit off the bat. That was
he did. He did.
Balls to the wall is regarding aircraft engine controls.
We've never talked about the home run derby this much on this show ever, and it's mostly because a guy or a kid got fucked up with a hit.
It was so good.
It was cool to see Vladito win and get the first father-son duo in MLB history to have home run derby crowns, Vlad Sr. and Vlad Jr. That's a pretty cool thing. I thought that was pretty awesome to see. Also kind of shocked that it was the first time.
Especially considering all the father-son duos in fucking baseball. My God.
Yeah,
that is a little surprising.
Senior never won. Griffey Jr. won, but senior.
Yeah, but I have a question. Okay, I have another question. Was Ken Griffey Sr. like 18 when he had Junior?
He was very young.
Okay,
young enough that they were able to play on the same MLB team.
and they were both looking like decrepit old men on the field together, injury ridden and everything.
What? Dude, it was like Junior's like rookie year, like his first 2 years in the league. Like he if you go back and look at it, he looks
the Seattle Mariners legend. See us rise.
Extra young. Like, I mean,
Griffey Jr. doesn't look old now, and he's old. Like
just fat.
He is.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, I was more talking about like chunky. The injuries he got later on in his career.
He could get chunky. How he doesn't looks. Look old. Like if you got rid of that gray in his goatee, he doesn't look old. He looks
his age.
No, he looks young.
Oh,
he looks
badass.
Young for his age.
Dog, that's my goat. He played for the Mariners, so I mean, go him.
Dude, speaking of looking young, y'all started the new season of Always Sunny.
No,
dude, they hit us with a Chase Utley update, and I was I haven't seen Chase Utley in fucking years. But besides his hair being silver as fuck, that dude hasn't aged. I'm like, damn, Chase Utley still looks like the same as he did when he was 23.
I think I'd look fire with silver hair, honestly.
Well, you know, there's one way to find out.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, come on.
I just dyed my hair recently, but you can't really tell because I'm it's over fucking.
Why?
I do
it
once a year.
Some bleach. It'll be fine, man. Hydrogen peroxide and bleach. It'll work out great.
I got to know everybody's stance on this next one because Nick Castellanos was interviewed during the All-Star Game festivities, and he had quite an interesting take. And I need to know how everybody else feels about this. So Castellanos, he was asked about Scooby-Doo. Apparently, he's a huge Scooby-Doo fan. He said, Scooby-Doo is a superhero. First off, he's a dog who can talk. So facts. I think a dog that can talk and can help people by solving mysteries is a superhero. So we got to know, guys, is Scooby-Doo a superhero? Mookie,
I need to correct you on something here just because the context matters. The question he was asked was, who's your favorite superhero? It wasn't even
Scooby-Doo.
And he said Scooby-Doo. So he had everyone to choose from. Everybody. I mean, shit, he could have gone with Shaq and gotten away with it, but he chose Scooby-Doo. I love
this. This is not the first time he's been asked this either. This was on a scoreboard thing that they did in Philadelphia where they asked, who's your favorite superhero? And somebody was Batman. And somebody else was like, my mom. And Castellanos was like, Scooby-Doo. He's on this Scooby-Doo is a superhero train. Is Scooby-Doo a superhero? Scott, is he a superhero?
Fuck no.
Nope.
No, like, get the fuck out of here. What a lame ass, like, I'm going to try to be funny my entire life. I'm going to be the contrarian over here. Scooby-Doo is a superhero. Like, the dog talks. Like, since when has talking been a superhero ability, you dumbass? Like, get the fuck out of here, Nick Castellanos.
You know who's a bigger superhero than Scooby-Doo is motherfucking Clifford, because that dude actually did shit and talked. Like, Scooby-Doo just makes noises and says his name in different contexts, which anyone with an animal and a pet, you can figure it out. Like, he's not doing anything legendary, honestly. I just hate Castellanos in general for this, because it's like, yes, you confirmed that you're another one of those jackasses saying dumb shit to keep your name in the media after you had your one and done year like Kyrie Irving. Like, I've not heard a worse take since the world is flat. I've seen it when I've flown on private jets.
I can think of worse takes.
Hit me. Let's hear one.
By the same player, too.
I've heard worse takes.
He got suspended for a whole month.
I've heard worse takes from this Joe. Like, you uttered worse takes than that.
Yeah, point is, I said it in the chat.
My
y'all
favorite
are lucky that
tweet
got rid of him.
To this, my favorite response to this was like, I pride myself as a man of God, and there's a long fly ball from Castellanos. And I've gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
How old are they supposed to be in that show? Because Fred looks like he's 30. That was super bad.
We got another Google for you, man. Because Whitey pointing out, if anything, talking dogs are villains. Just Google Son of Sam.
It's a weird one.
That's a good point. All right, so we're all in agreement then. Scooby-Doo, not a superhero.
Horrible take.
Right? But more convinced. Importantly, Castellanos is a dick.
He's 70.
Who's 70? Castellanos?
Son of Sam.
No, he literally Googled Son of Sam. Like, found the guy as opposed
to... The 44 caliber killer, that's a hard nickname.
Wow.
It really is. Wow. I don't condone anything he did, right? I don't condone anything he did. Terrible person. All that shit, but that's a great nickname for a serial killer.
All he needs is some Somalians to write a story about him to redeem his honor, right, Caesar?
Son of Sam, Mr. Monster.
Let's give a shout. Daryl Lab, listen, it's summertime, it's hot. You guys need the stuff to make your skin feel good, right? Like how Daryl Lab's got what you need. I gotta be honest, this last week has been the most stressful week of my life. I'm getting styes from the stress, but the one thing that didn't happen was I did not break out. Like I never broke out on my face, and it's because of Caldera Lab. I continued the regimen while cleaning up immense amounts of dog waste in my house, and multiple trips to the vet. Still feel good in the skin. No anger lines, nothing, and it's all thanks to Caldera Lab. Scott, how you feeling? How's your regimen going?
My regimen's going fine, but I got anger lines for you from the fucking week you had. So I'm going to have to double up in the Caldera Labs this week for both of us, man. Because I don't know how you kept without the anger lines, but like I said, I got angry for your ass. But good to go every morning at 1 o'clock before I roll out of here. Caldera Labs, the good. No better way to start the day.
Mookie, how you feeling, man?
Oh, feeling great. Back home with my full Caldera routine. I never skip the good. You know, that's my nighttime routine. You know, put the liners in, put the good on, and just, it feels so great the next morning. But I forgot to take my cleanser. I was going to say my facial cleanser, but then figured I wouldn't stumble into that. Forgot to take my face wash, and I was feeling so grimy until I came back home. Put that stuff on, pores feeling clean, I'm looking fresh. I gotta tell you, I feel like my skin's more resilient this year. I don't get burned as easily as I have in previous summers. That's just a thought, not real scientific facts, though. Caesar's fucking jacked, though. He must be ready to get his newest Caldera shipment in his house. Caesar's nothing else pumped. Could lead to that excitement.
Why are we so pumped?
We're so pumped because my brother got a laptop, and he needed one for a long time. So I'm just happy to see the boy happy. It's my dog. But okay, so what I like the most about Caldera Lab is that the main thing is like ferment, and Mexicans, especially older Mexicans, typically are kind of toxic in their masculinity. So I actually got a set for my grandpa because he was like, "Chinga my motherfucking skin, it feels rough as shit, mijo." He talks like he came out in a Clint Eastwood movie. He really does. So I was like, "Look, grandpa, I got you." He's like, "I don't want none of that pansy bullshit," and I was like, "No, I got you. Like, it's gonna be great." So I get him the base layer, and a clean slate. I was like, "Look, you're gonna put this on. You're gonna wash your face with a clean slate, and then if you're gonna go memes, you put on the good." He's like, "Are you sure?" He's like, "Is this for?" He's like, "Is this for girls?" I was like, "No, it's for guys. It's great. It's wonderful." And he put it on, and he called me the next day. He's like, "Chinga, mijo, what's in this?" And I was like, "It's a bunch of clean ingredients." And he said, "Whoa, I feel amazing. I can't believe it. My skin's never felt so damn great, not even when I was in the army." And I was like, "Yeah, he's like, dude, my grandpa's a great guy." Well, so thanks to Caldera Lab, his skin feels great. And mind you, he's a young and fresh 86 years old. He hasn't had his skin feel as great as it does until now. And that's thanks to Caldera Lab, which you can get by using our link, calderalab.com/craft.
There you go. 20% off with that code craftbrewed at calderalab.com. By the way, next week, it's just Caesar that's doing this ad read. None of us can compare to what he just did during this ad read. 20% off.
He does voices and stuff, even.
At Caldera Lab. I know, right?
My grandpa was the most Clint Eastwood ass Mexican ever.
20% off craftbrewed, calderalab.com/craftbrewed. Get that 20% off. Get yourself the clean slate, like Caesar said. Wash your face with that. Use the base layer. It's got a nice matte finish, so you're not looking all shiny as you leave out in the morning. And then end the day with the good. Put that serum on. It gets rid of those anger lines. Gets your skin feeling perfectly in balance, nice and tight. It's the way to go. Yeah, there you go. Caldera Lab. Check them out. CalderaLab.com/craftbrew. Sell out. All right, boys. We got to go back to the comments, bro. I know. I was looking at the comments during the ad read, and there's
none of them are appropriate for the ad read.
Stuff. Tank did say Shaggy was just high as a bald eagle's dick and heard Scooby talk.
Shaggy.
Quote, quote.
This bullshit that they did on HBO Max where they replaced Shaggy. Fucking bullshit.
What?
Shaggy? Shaggy yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Really? Shaggy and Scooby-Doo were like Kobe and Shaq.
No. They're better than Kobe and Shaq because they never broke up.
That's what I'm saying. They're fucking amazing.
I can't believe them? How do you replace Shaggy in that?
Exactly.
Show? They replace him with.
Yeah, is there a new
POC,
character?
One of us. But I don't claim him.
I don't claim him. Okay.
He's not my race, right? But I would have claimed him as a minority.
As
this kid is pointing out that Fred was 17, Shaggy was 17, Daphne was 16, Velma was 15.
I was 7 when I first saw them.
I didn't know this, and now I can no longer think Velma and Daphne are hot. That's, yeah, it's kind of creepy now.
Also, older than they look. Like,
they were drawn very voluptuously for 16.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't think I've ever thought of them as that young. Not 30, like Fred was accused of, but... Definitely not teenagers.
Who was the artist? Fucking Pete Rose? Mookie, Tyson wants you to do your British accent now.
He knows I can't do it now because he's...
Come on, do it. Do a British accent.
We're not even talking British.
Yeah, we are.
Ah, damn it. Man, I'm drawing a blank. I'm like, what do they say in Ted Lasso? And I got nothing other than fucking goldfish.
You could bare minimum do a scouse.
Bloody. What?
Oh, you can do a Scouse accent. Scouse is the easiest.
All right, let's talk football. Like, wow, Scoobs, now we got to go into real serious shit, man.
That's really good.
I figured I'd throw it up.
Was that your English accent?
That was my English accent, man.
Oh, God.
Why does it sound kind of... It sounds kind of a little Ed Orgeron-y, though.
If Ed Orgeron was up, Irish. Lady? Are you pregnant, man? Awesome. I'm down with that.
Jinkies. Scott's doing this a lot today.
I don't know what the last few minutes or most of this show has been like. We have
hit... Hey, wow, man, is your baby gonna grab my dick when I'm back?
We have hit the spectrum on this fucking show, man. Woo!
It's not even June, too.
Fuck, bro.
Pat Fitzgerald fired at Northwestern.
Oh my God.
I might puke.
What a weird story, man. So these allegations came out that there was hazing at Northwestern, and they made them do some really fucked up shit, like naked
bear crawls.
Isn't
it like the school newspaper that broke the story, though?
Yes.
Shout out them.
What I'm saying. Like, I was I found this story yesterday before, like, it got a big... I was like, this was broken by the fucking school's newspaper? Like, good for them.
Yeah. Student reporters broke the story. And then the best part about it was the president, they did an investigation. And then the president was like, okay, we're going to suspend him for 2 weeks. But it was like now, like he's suspended now when there's nothing happening. So he's just like on vacation. They're just like, we're just not going to pay you for these 2 weeks. Okay. Like it's fine. It doesn't hurt the program at all. It doesn't affect practices, nothing. You're just suspended for 2 weeks. So then they kept pressing. They found 10 more players that came forward with allegations. And, I mean, it was naked bear crawls. They did something called the car wash, where players got naked and, like, wiggled their dicks, and you had to walk in between, like, a line of naked players wiggling
in the locker room.
In the locker room. They made
centers. What kind of car wash is that? I've never washed my car. They make you the dick shine there at the end, too. I got to pay extra for it? No problem.
Don't get the undercoating, though. You don't want that.
They also made
guys take... This one, I feel like, was the worst. They made guys take naked snaps from the center. So the center would get naked, and then they would have to take snaps from them. So just, like... Very borderline illegal things that were
not
happening
borderline
in the locker room.
Actually,
you're right. That's a good point.
Was this in the locker room?
Yeah.
Yes.
In the locker room. They found the student newspaper found a picture, and on a whiteboard behind the team, it had naked bear crawls and then had players and how many, like their names and how many they had to do. And like all these things, like the journalism that the students did was amazing. Oh, so after kept pressing, the president then was like, okay, you know what? Yeah, he's fired. This is way too much. Like we fucked this one up. He's fired. So now Northwestern, like Pat is getting a lawyer. He's gonna sue because he feels like he's owed the rest of his contract pay.
No, he's not. He got fired for cause, you idiot. Fucking dummy.
For real.
His point being that you did an investigation and you found enough wrongdoing to suspend me for 2 weeks. And then decided to fire me after that. And that's the legal grounds that he's going off of. I don't know if he's going to win the case. Like, I mean, I feel like this is something that gets settled because Northwestern doesn't want any more discovery done on what was happening in this locker room.
Oh, obviously. But
the most fascinating thing to me about the whole story was the amount of people that were just like, this country, man, we can't do anything anymore. Back in my day, you just got your dick tugged in the locker room, and that's how you got to be teammates, okay? Now you can't even do that. You can't even tug your friend's dick in the locker room, okay? It's the pussification of America is what's going on here. And that has been all over the place. Like, apparently, standing up for people who have been sexually assaulted is pussifying.
Yeah, I was going to say. Sexual assault's fucking cool.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What do I end almost every show with? That consent. You need it. And now all of a sudden, all these people are fucking mad that dating, that there's no such thing as it. This is some fucking old white guy sack of bullshit.
I hate to
bro.
Say it, but like, Caesar's Google form just took on another like dimension as we're talking about consent matters. Like, is that a way to document consent?
I didn't even think about that. I'm just that fucking smart, I guess. Anyways, my thing is, you're ultimately the head coach of a program that is usually terrible.
They went 1-11 last year.
Yeah, but he's had 10 win
they
seasons.
They have 5 10-win seasons ever.
Wait.
Forever.
They have the same number of complaints about these hazing incidences as they did losses last year. That's a bad stat to have. No, losses.
Wait, you mean they have 11 complaints?
Yes, they had 11 players that have said that this happened.
You know when shit happens in Blue Mountain State and it also happened in your program? It's fucked.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
Tank pointing out, imagine you get a D1 football scholarship and your freshman year is basically a gay porn plot. Like, that's exactly what it was. They would, like, punishments were like upperclassmen would wear masks and dry hump players. Like, it's just weird shit, man. It goes beyond just, like, hazing. Like, I have no problem with, like, hazing that they do. Where, like,
I'd rather shoot the fade than get a dick slapped on me.
Yeah, this rookie has to carry the pink backpack to the bullpen. Like, what the fuck's his name? The dude from St. Joe's that played for the Cavs, Delonte West, when he made the guy go get him donuts and then had to drive like 2 hours to Columbus to get his donuts. That type of hazing, totally fine with.
Bro.
Making guys go through a dick car wash? Unacceptable.
Weird.
It's weird that I have to say that that's where I draw the line, is that the dick car wash, like, what the fuck? Like, who came up with that idea? Who is the sick son of a bitch that was like, you know what we should do? We should have butt-ass naked dudes standing across from one another with their dicks out, and we should make kids walk right through it.
You know what will make it better, though? If while they're walking through, everybody's just swinging their hips back and forth so you get smacked a few times. Like a car wash. Oh, great idea, coach.
What?
I would rather
fuck?
Shoot the fade, get in a literal fist fight with the offensive lineman. I would rather
do that
thing. No. Shoot the fade. Yeah, shoot the fade means fight.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'd rather fight an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman.
Play it, Mookie. You just learned something. Play it.
Oh, yeah, I did. You're right. Good call. I'm probably,
So, yeah, I'd rather shoot the fade. I'd rather get in an actual fight with one of the team members. Like, no face. Just like body shots. One. I'd rather do that thing where you walk through like a line and everyone throws their backpack at you. I'd rather do that shit. There's so many other things that require you getting hurt that I'd rather do.
Dude, did you see that shit though? The president today in a statement announcing how they actually had fired Fitzpatrick or whatever the fuck
Fitzgerald.
Who cares? Racist. The president was like, there was some blah, 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 sexual assault, whatever, which we will not stand for. But nobody got physically hurt. Just, you know.
Just what are you what it talking is.
No one
about?
Did get physically hurt, though. We could
Yeah, you got
that.
Assaulted.
Right. And he put that fucking shit in writing in the written statement they released. Like, dude.
Scott's head is in his hands. Like, he's.
I just, this story, like, it's so much more
fucked. It's so fucked.
It's so much more fucked, yeah, than like what I read, because I basically just read that some black players got treated real shitty and it was like extra segregated. I missed all of this crazy ass dick car wash hazing bullshit. Like, what in the fuck? I thought it was just like, oh, well, just another racist coach. Those exist everywhere. This motherfucker. Well, just another one got caught. Okay, cool. But this shit is fucking absurd, dude. Like, what are we even talking about? How? And if you're a recruit, like,
don't go to Northwestern.
Well, no, I know. And when you're coming on campus, like, there's not one single dude that pulls you aside. Like, man, don't fucking come here. Don't fucking come here, my dude. Like, I'm too deep in this shit, but don't fucking come here. You want a dick car wash? No, you don't. You don't know what a dick car wash is? You know what I want to find out? Then don't fucking come here, my guy. Don't fucking come here. Like, the word had to have gotten out at some point, right? Like, how are we just now finding out about this shit? What?
Because, sorry, we're going to get back to Whitey's comment. But Tyson, Mookie, get the sound ready. Yeah. Get it ready, because Tyson said, do you think they segregated the players because of the penis length? It's crazy.
Race card.
In the middle of the pack.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Whitey said, quote, I got raped and you should all get raped too, is ultimate OWG logic.
And, dude, that's the answer to your question. They're like, I ain't telling no one shit because I got dick car washed. You're going to fucking deal with it too, man. That's how.
Okay, listen. I've been on teams where, like, you go through
for your
the
fellow man.
I've been on teams where you go through the hazing and you like deal with it and you're like, oh, I can't wait till I'm the upperclassman and I get to do, you know, I get to make the freshman carry the bag or I get to make the freshman
throw my
go
backpack
get
at the underclassman
practice, like that kind of stuff. I can't imagine being like, man, I can't wait till I'm on the other side of this dick car wash. Ooh, it's going to be so great.
Like, I can't wait to slap the freshman with my dick.
Yes. Like, what? How many people, that's what I'm saying, how many people in this whole thing were complicit? Like, how was the coaches, like, all of the coaches were, like, having this thing, and then players were like, yeah, you know, I got slapped with a dick in the car wash, so they should too, but we got a ball on Sunday and lose another game. Like, what the fuck?
What's worse?
I don't love nothing that much, man. Like, they gotta love. I was gonna say, look, man, I do it 60 minutes every Saturday.
Is this one of those things where you look back now and when Northwestern was trying to get college football players to unionize, does that look a little different knowing that this is what's going on?
God damn.
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that. We got to become employees of the university.
Yeah.
So that we have an HR department to complain to. Excuse me, Miss HR lady. Can I tell you about the dick car wash? Okay, let's start there.
Except what it would be is, can we tell you about how, you know, Steven freshman won't get into the dick car wash? Because, like, that's how they roll. Like, so it would be the other side of it.
This is all kinds of absurd, man.
Yeah.
All kinds of
imagine getting a dick car wash on Tuesday, and you got to play Ohio State, and Justin Fields drops 70 on your ass on Saturday.
Right? Like, fuck that, dude.
Like, that's so tough.
Like, well, I guess I would cry.
I would cry.
I guess the coach's job is to prepare you for the game. And every game, it was like they were getting a Dick car wash.
Maybe
he was like, I'm just preparing you for what's going to happen on Saturday, fellas.
Like, imagine.
It is going to feel like a Dick car wash out there.
Ohio State just beat the shit out of you, fellas. But you know what it wasn't? It wasn't.
Take off your pants, boys.
Like, look at the bright side, fellas.
Like, imagine standing next to your teammates with their dicks out and watching guys crawl through dicks. You have a dick in front of you, the dick to the left of you, a dick diagonally across you both directions, and one to the right of you. And you're saying, again, crawl? Like, what do you want?
And again, and to Mike's point, who's the guy who's proud to be like, hey, like, we just lost. Hey, Dick car washes for everybody.
I'm laughing, but I feel terrible. This pissed me off so much. There
are questions still unanswered by this whole fucking shit.
I feel so bad, and it pissed me off so much. But you just think of the image. Imagine being like a fly on the wall and just watching these kids. These kids. Imagine
that flies on the wall going, what the fuck are these fuckers doing? This is weird shit.
It's even worse for the fly because he's got all them fucking eyes, too. Like, flies are all the eyes. He's seeing it in multiple different. It's like dicks. You want to talk about dicks everywhere? A fly's vision would be the worst one to have. You see the car wash from every angle.
I feel, again, it can't go said enough. I feel so bad. I feel so terrible. This type of shit pisses me off so much. But, like,
you have to really want to play football, dude. I'm just, well, I'm like, serious when I say that. You really have to want to, you have to love football to do this bullshit and endure it. Like, fuck that.
Wait, what's like, Rashawn Slater's good, take man. On this? He's the only Northwestern alum I know of.
I'm not even going pro. I'm taking these dick car washes and I'm not even going pro.
Rashawn Slater.
I'm not even getting paid yet, motherfucker. Like, they're using my name image and like this.
Car wash and you end up in an accountant? Like, that's every day you're in a cubicle haunted by the dick car wash that's burned in your brain. You're dealing with an Excel spreadsheet. Oh,
your boss is like, you're going to have that done by the end of the day? It's like, God damn it, I fucking did a dick car wash.
How do you explain it to your coworkers when you melt down in the new client meeting and you realize that your new client you're working for is Dick's Car Wash?
Bro, I'm crying in my dorm room after practice.
And like, how do you describe that?
PTSD right there. No,
I've been trying to get Biscuit in because he makes a great point. He says, I want to know who brought it up first. Who is like, fellas, I have this crazy
idea.
That's
what I'm saying.
Now just hear me out before you say no. And Scott, I think the kind of people that would do this are Tyson, because he said, have you seen the price of gas? I'd take a dick car wash over driving 2 hours away any day. So there's one of them.
I feel so bad.
This said, it's like Oprah. You get a dick. You get a dick. You get a dick. Everybody gets a dick.
Man, imagine this. Dude, these kids, they're just out here taking these dick car washes. But if their coaches handed them a sandwich or gave them a ride home, it was a fucking NCAA violation. God damn!
I feel so bad.
Guys, you know, Pat sat in some recruit's living room with his mom sitting on the couch and his dad.
Or take the utmost care of young man.
Like, oh, my God.
You're young man. We are going to mold him into a man. We are going to take care of him. You can trust your son with us. We are going to take good care of him. We're going to turn him from a boy into a man. He's going to learn how to grow and become an upstanding member of society. He's going to learn lessons on the field that he's going to take with him through the rest of his life. And those parents were like, you know what, Pat? I trust you with my son. Yes, I want my son to go to Northwestern. The kid signs a letter of intent, and then he gets a fax back from Pat that just says, get ready for the dick car wash. And the kid's like, what the fuck does this mean? And then has to go through that. Like, this is insane to me. There is no way that he should get another job, but I guarantee you he does.
Our Browns is coaching
like,
in Europe.
Everybody was like, this doesn't happen at all the other programs too.
I hope not.
It shouldn't. Like, maybe it shouldn't.
I was just going to say, I really fucking hope not. I hope this is not how hazing. Like I said, I thought it was bad when I've heard of some crazy hazing shit, and you got all these kids dying from, hazing with drinking usually or whatever, but holy fuck, if this is how hazing goes at any fucking level in any other sport in any other locker room, then goddamn shut it all down. Like, sports shouldn't happen if you got to take a dick car.
What happened to just getting your head shaved and a shitty haircut?
Like, yes, if exactly. I was in, yes, like old school hazing, like when we were growing up, hazing was in dick car wash.
No, yeah, it was. It was probably worse. It was probably fucking dick and ass car wash.
I didn't get hazed like that.
I was on.
Yeah, right.
The teams I was on.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm wondering, how did you boys get hazed?
I didn't play sports long enough to fucking get hazed.
I didn't join the frat.
I didn't do a goddamn thing to get hazed.
Scott's in middle school. He hears about the dick car wash. He's like, fuck it, I'm out. Drops his baseball bat and just walks.
It sounds like I got out at the right fucking time. Dick car washes were on the horizon. Sports.
Hazing I knew of is like you got picked up to varsity. They turn off the light and they throw body shots at you for like 15 seconds. And then everyone asks you if you're okay. Like, hey, are you good? And they get you lunch and shit. Like, hey, you're part of the team. Like, here's your lunch. Like, thanks. You could take any hit on the field because we just all beat you up.
And in Northwestern, they're like, you just car wash and then they give you lunch.
It's just.
It's
hey, everybody. You know what it is again today? To the dick car wash, go through the hot dog buffet over to you.
The fuck is a mushroom bruise? Oh, I know exactly what that is.
It was actually the first name they workshopped and then decided on dick car wash instead.
It does feel more accurate because the dicks are active, right? Like, there's a lot of flopping and moving around.
Going back to Caesar's thing too. It's like imagine the Thanksgivings and Christmases. So how's the semester going? It's going fine. I don't want to talk about football. Can we talk about anything else about football? We're not going to a bowl game, so we don't need to talk about football for a while. Like, I don't want to think about dick car watches. I mean, football until spring.
That's why I'm curious how many times a coach got a call from a mom saying, coach, why my kid got these mushroom bruises? Probably happened a lot after winter break, right?
Tyson said, are you here to try for the team? No, I'm here for the sick car wash. I don't know if that was a typo and he meant to type dick
car either way, wash, it works.
Sick car wash.
Oh, God, and I'm just thinking about, you know what, I'm sitting there thinking about it. The kids on scholarship were getting dick car washed, but imagine if you're a walk-on.
Oh,
you,
my God.
You got dick car washes for absolutely zero. You voluntarily
you got asked. Yeah, you asked to get the dick car washes because you got asked to be on the team. Like, you got to make the tryouts.
I'll take getting my ass beat every day.
Do you think what if you're a grad assistant, though? Wash. You're just a nerd that carries footballs. Do they have to do it, too?
No, they're not a part of the team. They're part of, like, the equipment stuff.
Hey, they still get bowl rings.
Oh, I'm glad Tyson episode, clarified. You just spelled Dick wrong. I thought he was just very excited about the car wash.
I mean, I think Tyson is excited about the dick car wash.
I'm so pissed.
Northwestern is done. You know, whatever. Look forward to seeing Pat on Alabama's staff in 2 years.
Nah, bro.
2 years? We're
there's
like
no
season.
Fucking way.
Caesar, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Riles doesn't coach. He coaches in Europe.
That's what Saban does. Saban takes these guys that need to read.
There's head coach. Got arrested for DWI or a Dewey.
Oh, see, yeah, but that's so much worse than a dick car wash. Like,
no, it's not.
Well,
I think sexual assault is worse than a Dewey.
Did
look at Caesar using Dewey. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, right. I know. I like how he corrected himself. He was DWI. I mean Dewey.
I think. Oh my god! It's
by the end of 2023, we're gonna have you.
That's what I'm saying.
Pop, baby.
A DWI.
Pop.
Unless if a DWI, if you hurt nobody, is a lot easier to forgive than a sexual assault. Bro, this is sexual assault. Like,
it is, but that's not how
this
they
is one of the worst
clearly.
Crimes you can commit, other than like maybe genocide.
Yeah, genocide's up there, I guess.
If we're
given our power rankings.
I was gonna say, can we not rank horrible crimes tonight?
Bro, moving on.
Thank you, Luke. Real quick, before we get out of football, Justin Jefferson was asked for his top five quarterbacks. Do you like that transition out of Dick Carwash to Justin?
Well, I just want to get over it. I get more and more upset as I think about it.
Yeah, we'll table the Dick Carwash talk. Justin Jefferson was asked for the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, and this was his list. He said number one, Patty Mahomes, number two, Aaron Rodgers, number three, Joe Burrow, number four, Justin Fields, number five, Josh Allen. Nowhere on his top five was his quarterback, Kirk Cousins. That's amazing. That's the greatest thing I've ever seen. You've got Jamar Chase. Ball, Kirk. You got Jamar Chase out here saying Pat who and like starting shit with the Chiefs. And Justin Jefferson is like, nah, Kirk Cousins is dog shit, man. He's not even top five. Here's who's top five.
Mid. Just bring up the video. I mean, throw the fucking ball, Kirk.
Where's the fucking lie? Like, they set him up for that because they goddamn knew that if he was answering it with any type of honesty, he couldn't say his own fucking quarterback. He couldn't fucking do it. And then he gave him exactly what they wanted. He's like, I ain't naming this motherfucker because, I mean, look at it. Y'all watch football too? Like, I'm making miracles happen and setting records with this motherfucker as my quarterback. Could you imagine if I had any of my top five? The fact that he put Justin Fields in there is fucking kind of crazy, but whatever.
That's what makes it a little bit weird.
That's weird. Like, that almost seems like it was purposefully disrespectful. Like, I wouldn't have chosen that fucking name. But I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, Kurt still isn't. He's like, what, 12?
Uh-oh, guys. It wasn't what? Justin Fields. It was Jalen Hurts.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow, that's dude. Crazy.
Wow, that's fucking
race card.
That's wild. Because we all look the same, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow, yeah. Black quarterback. He just threw any old black quarterback in there.
Exactly. Whatever. That's wild.
Whatever. NQB2, right? Like, whatever.
You brought up Kyrie Irving earlier. Kyrie Irving actually just signed a deal with Tampa, which is wild.
Keep going. Almost there. Oh, he got it. Look, Scott, I will
like,
say
for real, that like, it was like, which of these do not belong? He threw out Justin Fields, and I was like, oh, goddamn, Justin. Like, I was like, wow, that's extra disrespectful to go throw Justin Fields. I'm like, I mean, maybe he was doing that to make a point, but either way, like, that's hella disrespectful. But now we know why, like, Justin Fields was on the fucking list.
Yeah, let me just see the hand come up to get the beer.
Oh my god, dude.
That's terrible.
That shit is hilarious.
We live in a society.
Jalen Hurts.
So okay, but wow. now that we've corrected it, is that actually any shade at what's the guy's name? The quarterback from Minnesota.
Kirk Cousins? No, Kirk Cousins is mid. Like, I think Dakota's better than Kirk.
I mean, here's the problem. Kirk probably thinks he's in that conversation, but he's goddamn not. Like, and if he's honest with himself, if he's real honest with himself, he could be like, yeah, all five of them motherfuckers are better than me. Just based on wins alone. Like,
I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, but doesn't confuse Kirk Cousins for fucking Trevor Lawrence.
I'm so sorry. I feel terrible right now.
Oh my god.
As so you should. Good.
It goes from beyond the speakeasy past.
Oh my
that's
god,
crazy,
dude.
Bro.
Do you agree with his top five though? Like, I feel like that's a pretty low controversy in terms of like the ratings there.
That's the five. Like, whatever order you got them in, that's the five, right? Like,
whoa, what buttons are we pressing? I disappear for 1 second. And
I didn't press that button.
Yeah, no, I
tried
pressing
a button.
I think he got the five right.
That's on me. That's on
it
me.
Just depends on what order you want to put them in. Like,
that's fair.
I don't have any argument. I only had an argument when I thought it was Fields.
Fantasy wise, Fields belongs there.
Fantasy wise, it's come full circle with fantasy.
Way to go, Caesar.
No, he averaged like fucking 37 points a game. Shit was crazy. He was off a perk.
Off a perk.
He was, bro. He was doing shit like in his sleep. And that's what perks do, put you to sleep. I've never done a perk.
We're going to talk basketball real quick before this show ends.
Boom shakalaka!
Pull the ripcord. Let's get out of that after my fuck up there. Biscuit mentioned it earlier in the comments. Bob Huggins said he never resigned.
Oh my god, dude.
Like, he pulled a George Costanza and was just like, what? No, I didn't quit. What are you talking about? It wasn't me. They have, like, his lawyer signed the resignation papers. They couldn't get a hold of him, so they, like, got to his wife as a proxy. He greeted the team, announced it to the team, and then cleaned out his office. And then he's like, nah, I didn't quit. I don't know what you guys are fucking talking about. Like, I'm still here. I'm still the coach. He issued a statement on a letterhead that was
from,
like,
rehab.
From the desk of the coach of West Virginia basketball.
From,
like,
rehab. That made it from fucking, he's in rehab right now. Like this dude is in rehab. Like, don't the doctors, aren't they like, Bob, like, let's get through,
bro,
the
fucking like a Stars Born rehab.
To, like, how is he in rehab writing letters to the outside? Like, fuck, select this man down with his old crazy drunk ass. Like, goddamn, did he sneak a beer into rehab with this crazy shit? Like, come on, man.
Bro, you need more than one. Come on.
You well, yeah, I know. He smuggled all of them up there. But either way, like, dude, you quit. Like, just hold the fucking L, dude.
No, I didn't. Like, I didn't quit. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I never quit.
Like, you should have gotten fired twice. Like,
nope, wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. I've been here the whole time. You just didn't see me. I was over there when you came.
Right.
You didn't see me. I was here.
So awful.
I was just in the bathroom pooping, you know? No big deal. Just long shit, you know? West Virginia, the diet here, really, ooh, it can put you in there. Why can't he just go away?
Although, I guess he got... He watched this country get run for 4 years and was like, oh, that's all you got to do? Just deny, deny, deny. Fuck it. I can do that.
Yeah. Ah. That Nixon guy was onto something.
The other basketball news, Wemby is shut down for the rest of the summer. He played in 2 games in the summer league, and the Spurs have decided that that's enough. He's going to disappear, and you won't see him again until the start of the NBA season. So his security guard beats the shit out of Britney Spears. He puts up 9 points in his first game, has a decent second game. In the
no,
Spurs
it was not league. A decent second game. It was a great second game. He
That's
put
enough.
Like 30. He put up like 30, 13, and 9.
He had
almost had a triple-double.
He had a pretty good second game. Look, when you have those expectations,
yeah, it's summer
27 league. Points isn't that great.
What's crazy, what Mookie just said, is like it's summer league. I've never, like, again, I'm a big basketball guy. The last summer league that I think had been this hyped was when, fuck, dude. I can't even think of it.
Caesar's got a good point. I heard motherfuckers talking about the summer league, and I'm like, damn, I ain't heard people talk about the summer league.
Yeah, like, I watch the summer league every year.
I mean, it's been very sparse over the last, like, decade and a half with that.
It's
like,
a talking point,
yeah, like,
now.
Yeah, like where people are like, oh, hey, I'm about to check out the summer league just because I can see X.
Brandon Miller is getting destroyed every day he plays. He averages more fouls than that are allowed in a regular season game.
The summer league over the last few years has been gaining traction because the NBA realized, wait, all that's happening is baseball. I saw the comment too. I can't do it.
I was thinking about it. No, like, I don't think he.
I got
think
another
he
message.
It.
That's
I have a
even
question.
Funnier.
Oh shit. God. Okay. So summer league has been getting more hyped up because, like, the NBA was like, wait, all that's happening is baseball. Like, we can just put stuff out there on TV and people will watch it because nobody wants to watch baseball. So let's just put our summer league games on. And now it's a big deal. So here's my question to you guys. And I'm glad you brought that up about summer league, like, being hyped up this year. If you had bought tickets, like, you are going to Vegas because you're a Spurs fan or you want to see Wemby play, and you book a flight to Vegas, you book a hotel, you're ready to go, you got your tickets, and then you find out that Wemby is shut down for summer league. How pissed off are you? Like, at that point, you're ready to send somebody through a Dick car wash, right? Like, you've got to be pissed off at that point.
If you're a real, like, Puerto Rico, like, Spurs fan, you knew that he probably, like, reports initially were that he wasn't going to play. So, I mean, that's on you being dumb.
Yep.
Like, you should know. Like, you should know that the first 5 picks, they're probably going to play 1 or 2 games, and that's about it.
Sounds like in the NBA these days with load management. You should know these motherfuckers ain't gonna play. That's you being dumb.
I mean, yeah. Right?
Oh, you think LeBron is coming to your city and he played the night before? Nah, you're dumb if you bought tickets to that game. That's on you.
The day I went to the Celtics game, because they played the day prior in Dallas, I was shitting bricks. But and JB came out and gave me an amazing game to watch. But yeah, like,
it's standard NBA practice these days.
Yeah. Also, Gabe's right. Like, you're still in Vegas. You can't be pissed.
You can smoke. Like, you can gamble. And
go drink and gamble.
You go right. to the Sphere. Take a tab of acid and go to the Sphere.
Dude, the Sphere is weird, right? Like, that's
it's
a weird
yeah. fucking insane. I showed my dad. I showed my grandpa a picture, and he was like, "Is this from a fucking movie?"
I mean, all it is it's a. Remember back in the day, like in the 2000s, when we had music visualizers, like those crazy pixelated screensaver.
Yeah, but this one's real.
Yes,
it's just a big fucking screen. It's the same
thing. There
was a
guy in the dorm who used to pop pills and then stare at that Windows music player that had like the visual effect for hours. I was like, "What is up with this guy?"
What's this kid doing?
That regarding like Wemby. So, his first like game came out, and my friends in our fantasy football group chat, he was like, "Hey, who was the better prospect, Ellie or Wemby?"
Oh, I feel like Wemby's got more hype. Like,
so yeah, no, yeah. Wemby's got more hype 1000%, but better prospect. I said Wemby, because when you make a fucking 2K player and you see all the YouTube clickbait titles, 6'7" demigod with unstoppable range and guard play, you're making fucking Wemby. The bro's the size of fucking Slenderman, passes the ball and has rim protection like Rudy Gobert already. But then my friend was like, "Well, Ellie's hitting the ball at this amount of rate." And I don't know shit about baseball, but I just know Ellie has drip. So I asked y'all, who know what Ellie does?
Ellie's a beast. Don't forget the emoji, though.
Ellie's a beast. I'm taking Ellie.
Like, Ellie might have a better rookie year, but I don't think he's the better prospect than
Ellie. I agree with Peter. It's true, man. I mean, like, here's the
thing. Ellie goes from home to third in 10.6 seconds.
Who gives a shit?
He stole second, third, and home in the same inning.
And they lost the game, Mike. Who cares?
No, they didn't. They won that game. What are you talking about?
I took a shot. Give
him a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why not? Like, go for it.
You pushed all your chips to the middle. Black! Well, came up red. Fuck. They lost the game. No, they didn't. Ah, fuck.
Ah, fuck. To wrap this one up, let's talk about these beers that we were drinking. Scott, what was in your mug when you bang it?
I'm a Baja man. Go check out the beginning of the show if you want to know that reference. I'm fucking this beer or whatever it is all day long. Who let the dogs out?
I snorted. God damn it.
It's been that kind of night, man.
It really has. What a fucking show.
To go with Scott's delicious, flavorful Baja Blast, I had a BrewDog Elvis juice over here. Fantastic fucking shit. Perfect summer bang. Would do it time and time again without question. Caesar, what you got?
Again, shout out McLaren, shout out Lando Norris. But I was drinking a ranch water, but primarily the tequila was La Gritona. Shout out all the Mexicans out there. Shout out all the Mexican women forging a path in an industry dominated by men. You can do it. I believe in you. It was a great tequila and a great cup. Shout out my mom.
Because she's a woman too.
She's a woman.
But not just because she's a woman.
I was drinking blueberry wheat from High Hops Brewing, a wheat ale with blueberries. It's good. I bang it. It was delicious. Guys, this was a this show.
Good luck finding a promo tonight. There's about 42 different opportunities.
Dick Car Wash, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know, here's what you can do, Mike. You just make it Dick's Car Wash.
That was a really long segment, but I think Mike fucking putting Justin Fields in that top five is a pretty strong contender.
You know what, though? That's right, because that'd be good, because people will be watching the whole fucking time and be like, "Wait, what? Justin Fields? What the fuck are they talking about?"
Make sure you keep the part where you slinked out of camera.
I do not condone any of these actions. I am my own man. I think for myself.
Not my proudest moment.
We're going to call you another
week out. This has been a damn fun one. I needed this tonight, so thank you guys. Thank you in the comments for tuning in. We appreciate it. Be sure to follow the show at Crafty Sports on Twitter and Instagram. We're on Threads now too. That's a thing. So go follow us on that too, I guess. Just fucking wherever. Just look for Crafty Sports on any social media platform. TikTok, we're on all of them. Go join the Facebook group. That's really the only purpose to be on Facebook anymore. It's that or to keep track of your race with Uncle. So keep tabs on him on Facebook and then join our Facebook group because it's more fun. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps us out more than you know. Go do that. Shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Lots of great content there. Tons of great writers on the Belly Up team. Go subscribe and review to all of the podcasts on the Belly Up Sports Media Network. We love those dudes over there, so go hit them up. We will see you guys next week. Cheers, everybody.
Got to create that controversial thumbnail. Justin Fields, top 5 million question marks.
Shout out Joey Chestnut. Add another yellow belt to the collection.
Consent. It's important.
Right now.